Yeah, they usually refer to August as dog days of baseball, but with trading deadlines passed and the Tigers about 9.5 games out of the last wild card spot with a lot of teams in front of them, people are curious about what is the final sort of 6 weeks of the season going to look like. Scott Harris is the president of baseball operations for the Tigers, of course. He's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us on the Mitch Albom Show. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mitch. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's always good to have you on. I always appreciate that. So I noted that when the trade deadline came and you decided to trade Jack Flaherty, the Tigers, I think, lost the next five games. Now, I know that wasn't your intent, obviously. But do you feel that subliminally maybe a message was, you know, kind of inadvertent, I'm sure, felt by the team like, okay, I guess we're really not looking at making a run this year, and we're going to, you know, go for next year. Might that have been the cause of some of the baseball since then?
Yeah, I think that time of year is always very challenging for everyone involved. Nobody goes into the year wanting to sell at the trade deadline. You know, we've been competing at every turn to try to win every game and put us in a position to buy. And it just didn't happen this year for us. And, you know, unfortunately in my job, I have to, you know, sit at the intersection of the present and the future for the organization. So at that moment, we decided to trade Jack Flaherty, who's a really good story for this organization, for all of, you know, the things that we did that helped develop Jack into, you know, a frontline starter this year. But in my job, I can't miss an opportunity to, you know, trade a player who is about to be a free agent for exciting young players that can help bolster our farm system and ultimately help us win a lot of games and put us in a position to buy in July for several years in a row. So, you know, in that moment, it was a pretty tough decision for us. I understand how it can be deflating at times in a major league clubhouse, but it was sort of a necessary decision for us given where we're at as an organization and what we have building through the minor leagues that's ultimately going to put us in a position to buy several years in a row.
If the Tigers had been, let's say, two games out of the wild card spot, which isn't exactly winning the division, but it's, you know, closer to a postseason, would that have affected your decision?
Absolutely. You know, we go into every season wanting to buy at the deadline. I'm way too competitive to you know, treat any season as a write-off.
Right.
We just weren't in that position. So we weren't in a position where we could confidently buy and make a push for the postseason. And I hope we are in the future, you know, again, many years in a row.
It's a shame because, you know, Tigers have played pockets of great baseball. You know, weekends where they go on fire, 10-game runs where they win 8 out of 10. And they've just been, like, just on the outside of the, just a few too many teams between them and this added wild card spot. You know, they weren't just games out of it. I mean, at one point they were five games out or whatever, but there were always three or four other teams in front of them that, you know, would then start moving up as well. And it just, they reminded me of like watching the Olympics, you know, the guy who's just in fourth place, you know, he's just stuck in fourth place and he's just not going to get that medal, but he's not last, but he's not getting the medal. And did you have a similar feel about the season this year?
Yeah, you know, I do. I think, you know, when I look at this team, I see a lot of positive momentum here. And the reason why is, you know, those moments of frustration, I think, are emblematic of how young we are as a team. You know, I started going into the year, I talked to the media about how with youth comes variance. When you have a young team, there are flashes of brilliance. You know, when we walk off at home against the Blue Jays or when we play the Dodgers really tough at home and, you know, Cole Keith steps up and sits on a cutter and drives it into the bleachers in right field, those are the flashes of brilliance that really excite me. You know, when you look at our starting rotation, when it's healthy, we can really pitch. We can really, come up with complex game plans that can really keep an opposing offense at bay and allow us to get off to really good starts like we did at the beginning of the season, or put together, consistent baseball for many weeks that help us, claw back into the race like we did in early July. Those are the flashes that really excite me. But on the other hand, with youth comes these periods in which we really struggle and we struggle to pull ourselves out of it. But that is a natural progression in the arc of development for young players. It's something that we need to keep our heads down and push through, because these are talented young players and there's more that are on the way. We have to help them assimilate to the speed of the game at this level. And once we do, that's when you can build a really sustained run of success. When these young players start to understand what it takes to play competitive baseball night after night across 6 months, that's when it gets really fun here. I think they're the building blocks of that that are already in the big leagues. Guys like, Cole Keith and Wenzel Perez and Reese Olson, and there are many more that are on the way here. So that's what has me really excited about this team. I understand the frustrations that our fans have when we go through those periods of inconsistency that make us feel, like that fourth place
Well,
runner
you
that
should
you were
just
talking
remind them,
about.
Hey, you've had kids. You've had
Yeah,
kids. You've all
exactly.
had kids. Come on, you got to be patient with kids. Yeah. You can liken it
But
to a
there's a reason why
family.
we're investing in these kids. There's a reason why, because they've demonstrated that they have the talent that it
I
takes
think
to
by the time
ultimately
they can
find
all
that
shave,
consistency.
we're going to have a hell of a team. I mean, I think that's my prediction.
How hard was it, the two players you were kind of dependent on at the beginning of the year, Torkelson and Carpenter, that you really didn't get anything out of them so far this year, and that's gotta had you shuffling from that point.
Well, for two different reasons. I
Yeah,
mean,
one injury and a
yeah,
send-out.
one's an injury, one just didn't deliver.
Yeah, I mean, those are some very different reasons. I think if you look at Kerry Carpenter, he has what, a 900 OPS in the big leagues right now. That guy can really hit. He's really close to coming back, and he's going to bolster our lineup when he's back. And with Torque, it's been an unfortunate setback this year with him. But the work behind the scenes has been really good. He's very determined to get back to this level and demonstrate that he can be a middle of the order bat for us. When I say with youth comes variance, it also comes, nonlinear development. There are some bumps in the road with young players. I was in Chicago, a few years ago when we won the World Series with all those young players, and almost every one of those young players hit a speed bump. Almost every one of them got optioned back down to the minor leagues before they fought their way back and ultimately became those all-stars, those World Series heroes that helped us win the World Series. It's not a story that is unique to Torque, but we're confident he's going to come through it and demonstrate that he can be a middle of the order bat for us.
Hey, Scott, this is Bernie Smilovitz here today. Javi Baez, have you been able to figure out anything there?
We're working on it.
Okay, well, that's good.
Said Sigmund Freud. Yeah.
We got to just keep our heads down and work with Javi. Again, I just called back to my days in Chicago. I've seen what he can be. I've seen the type of dynamic player that he can be. And, he has struggled for a couple of years now. He's, again, I know it doesn't, help the fans to hear this, but it is the truth. He's working really hard behind the scenes. We just got to find the unlock that'll help him become that player again. He got a couple big hits for us on this road trip, and maybe the sign of things to come. We just got to keep our head down and working with
him. The thing about him is he owns it. I mean, he's not running from it. He steps right out, and you interview him. He talks about it directly, and he's like, ashamed is not the right word, but he is he's not running from what the problem is, whatever.
No, but
it
he's
might
not
be.
Solving it either.
No, he's not. But he is. Yeah. He's not. Most guys go into the trainer's room and hide there for hours, and then the media leaves. But he comes front and center with the whole thing, which is kind of refreshing in an athlete. But this one is really suffering. Also, not good 3 years, and you have three more to go. At what point do you think, okay, we've got to figure something out here, better?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys bring up a good point. He isn't running from it, which, someone in my position, that's what we ask of our players. It's also a good reminder of how hard this game is. I talk about this game like it's really easy, but there's a reason why I'm not playing the game, because I'm not good enough to play this game. And, anyone who's stepped into a batter's box at this level knows how hard it is to hit. And we got to be supportive for all of these young guys who are going through step backs, but even the veterans like Javi, who are going through a period of real challenges in his career, but he's not old right now. You can still see the twitch in his body. You can still see the athleticism. You can still see the flashes of brilliance, whether it comes defensively or with tags or at the plate when he, you know, hits a double down the left field line. Mm-hmm. We just got to get more out of him, and we're working really hard to do that.
Just quickly, I want to ask you one more. Tarek Skubal, how close did you come? How good were the offers, or was just not an offer that gave you anything back what he's worth?
Not close. I think a lot of that, those reports were overblown and unconfirmed. Okay. So we were never close to moving him.
Well, that's a good sign for the Tigers' future because he's a hell of a pitcher. 43 or so games left for the Tigers on this season. Scott, always good to talk to you. Appreciate your coming on.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Scott Harris there from the Tigers at 760 WJR.